Hello, welcome back to the BAFTA nominated overview show, the first BAFTA nominated overview show of a brand shiny spanking new season. And I've got a brand shiny new spanking looking Damien Kavanagh in front of me, a lovely looking Stu Wright and a glorious John Gibbo Gibbons. And between the four of us, we're going to overview the ass out of the opening month of the season. And we're going to overview the ass out of Liverpool's first, I'm going to say, six league fixtures. That's what we do on this show. We look forward, but we also look a little bit backwards. We're going to just talk about the summer that has been, talk about how we felt as the last season ended on the cusp of a quadruple that wasn't to be, and how the summer window has panned out for all of us as individuals and as supporters of Liverpool Football Club. And we talk about our nearest rivals in this show. This stage of the season, I usually pick three or four I think could challenge Liverpool, but I'm not going to do that this time. Probably the first time in the history of the overview show, I'm going to narrow it down to one rival from the get-go. I mean, it looks silly come next overview show, but for now, this is all about Liverpool and Manchester fucking City. So let's start, eh? Let's start, Damien, with you. Well, where do we start, really? I feel that this season started in the misery of Paris, quite frankly. The aftermath of Paris is where I think the story of this season begins, and hopefully it ends happily as it had started sadly. How have things progressed from you from that point, Damien? I know you would have felt very probably similar experiences to me, and we're gutted about what happened that day on every single level imaginable, to where we sit now on the cusp of a new season. Talk me through how you felt these last couple of months or so.
Well, certainly one of the greatest seasons I've had the privilege to be a Liverpool fan was last season. The standard of football, the height of the bar that we've got to get to, the trophies that we've won, the domestic trophies that mean so much to us, and then being literally in the shake-up for the two biggest trophies in the world, as far as we're concerned, right to the death.